We know who will face off in Super Bowl 57, but we do not know who the next Denver Broncos head coach will be. The team has eliminated four candidates from consideration. What does that mean as we break it all down from the South Stands to the end zone on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Super Bowl 57 is officially set as there will be a member of the AFC West representing in there, but that's what we do know. What we don't know is who the next head coach of the Denver Broncos will be as the ongoing search continues. Thank you so much for joining and making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day. Every single day you can get this podcast free and available everywhere you get your podcasts in audio format or whether you watch us on YouTube. Make sure you do us a favor, hit that subscribe or that follow button down below so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, coverage, and more. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, Broncos reporter for Mile High Sports, joined alongside, as always, by my co-host and my good friend, Sarah Bettinger, site expert, predominantlyorange.com. Sarah, we know who is in Super Bowl 57. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles will face off in just about 2 weeks' time. We don't know who the next Denver Broncos head coach will be, as I would say the breadcrumb trail just leads us in nothing but circles at this point in time. Could this be the week that the Broncos figure out what the heck they're going to be doing?
It's brutal, hasn't it been? I mean, my goodness. And now the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl, Cody, which is brutal enough. The Broncos not having a head coach, and kind of seemingly there's two sides to this, right? There's one sect of people that views the Broncos not having a head coach right now as the job's not attractive. The team is not a destination like it once was under Pat Bowlen. Nobody wants to go work with Russell. We've circled all the way back to the original argument. You know, where it seemed like over time, maybe some had convinced themselves that maybe this Broncos job is a good job. Maybe somebody will want a bunch of money from the Walton Penner ownership group. Maybe it's not going to be so bad working with Russell Wilson. Now we've circled all the way back to the original arguments of nobody's going to want to work for this rookie ownership group. Doesn't matter how much money you throw at him, Russell Wilson, this and that. No draft picks. I've heard it all, Cody. I've seen it all. But we do know right now, it seems like four candidates, although this is another thing. It's so funny, isn't it? Because what do we really know at this point? Do we know anything, right? Because Mike Kliss or Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport, I believe it was their report, actually, Cody, on Sunday morning, where they said that everything is back on the table after saying that the Broncos had seemingly eliminated candidates like David Shaw, Raheem Morris, a couple of other, Isiro Evro, their own in-house candidate, and Jim Caldwell as well. It seemed like those guys had been eliminated, as well as Dan Quinn deciding to go back to Dallas. And then they said over the last couple of days, it feels like everything's back on the table. So, like, what are we even supposed to think right now? I don't even know. I don't know who I'm supposed to be hoping for. I don't know who I'm supposed to be expecting or what I'm supposed to be expecting. I don't know if there's still mystery candidates, because Mike Kliss was the one who was talking about mystery candidates. Then he comes out on Sunday and says that we're back to the original interview group. So, Cody, I don't know what to think. Help me make it make sense, because maybe it's the Chiefs just winning it the way they did against the Bengals, but my head is spinning right now.
Broncos country's head is spinning as well. And I can tell you this, the collective amount of responses I've gotten from Broncos fans saying, hey, what the heck is going on? I mean, it's been astounding. And look, I feel for Broncos country in this situation, because they want to know who the next head coach of the franchise is going to be. And I know we want it for other reasons, because it allows us to now cover different angles of the team. But until, realistically speaking, they appoint a new head coach, we're going to be asking questions. We're going to be following the latest developments with the head coaching search. So I do feel that outside of Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero's initial reports that the Broncos have told Raheem Morris, Isiro Evro, Caldwell, and David Shaw that they're looking at other options at this point in time. What was interesting enough is that Greg Penner and his wife Carrie Walton Penner, they took a trip to Ann Arbor, Michigan last week to meet with Jim Harbaugh in person. None of this got out until Sunday morning. So it appears to be that the Broncos are trying to zero in on this head coaching search this week. I know there's some other things we'll talk about that, but they went to meet with Harbaugh in person, and no offer was made by the Broncos side to Jim Harbaugh, but they wanted to meet with him in person, considering he was the only candidate they interviewed over Zoom. So, I mean, while Harbaugh is still at Michigan and has expressed intent on staying at Michigan, I don't think I would close the door at this point in time on Harbaugh being an option here, kind of in the waning hours here, because there's still some many things that are ongoing, especially with Sean Payton. We also found out late last week, DeMeco Ryans was the Broncos' top candidate. Those were some reports that were coming out. And then Ian Rappaport came out once again on Friday and said, hey, DeMeco is leaning towards the Houston Texans job. And so I think you can make a case on both sides for maybe why the Texans are appealing for a guy like DeMeco Ryans, while the Broncos are appealing. Ultimately, as you said, we have no idea. Nobody has any idea what the heck is going on and how that impacts this Broncos head coaching search. And to be honest with you, I think Broncos country has a fair gripe here that this definitely seems like an unorthodox search at this point in time.
It does, Cody. It really feels different than any in the past where John Elway would have his top target. He'd sit him down to a nice steak dinner at Elway's and you know, they would close the deal. They would seal the deal. He'd bring in whatever celebrity he had to. He'd be riding around on the electric scooter. I mean, it's way different than we've known in the past. But I will say this, and I don't have any tinfoil here with me to put on a tinfoil hat, Cody. Find it very interesting, though, that Jim Harbaugh left the door open for Greg and Kerry Walton Penner to come, you know, to his place in Ann Arbor and talk to him about the job. Because how many candidates do the Broncos have in this head coaching search that have been interviewed twice? I mean, it's very interesting. We've been waiting for a very long time for that second interview, whether it was going to be Sean Payton, whether it was going to be DeMeco Ryans after the 49ers fate was decided, whether it was going to be somebody else. Yeah, they had the initial phone conversation with Sean Payton and then interviewed him, but they interviewed Jim Harbaugh over Zoom. And then they went and had a second interview with him. It sounds like the way people are making it sound right now, Cody, and I think this is the tinfoil hat piece of it. The way it sounds right now is that they're kind of making it seem like Jim Harbaugh has turned him down twice in case he turns him down a third time, which I think there will come a formal offer. I don't know that for a fact. I would be shocked, Cody, if the door was completely closed. We got a report from Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero that said if Jim Harbaugh is coming back to the NFL, he wants the Broncos job, if any. And I think that that's huge. I think it's huge that after the president of Michigan comes out and make a statement, Jim Harbaugh releases a statement via Twitter, you kind of look at the wording of how they're worded, and the Michigan president's statement was like, we're excited that Jim is going to remain the head coach. And he's like, my heart has always been at Michigan. And it's like, you could look at those two statements in hindsight and say, well, yeah, he's remained there for the last couple of weeks and maybe his heart is at Michigan, but it's moving to the NFL. So I don't know. I don't know what to think, Cody. Taking the tinfoil hat back off, and I'm going to say that definitively we have no idea. But at the same time, I think all doors are open at this point, at least for the big swing guys. Remember, initially, Mike Kliss had said 1A and 1B, however you want to sort them, was Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh. If that's the case, if that remains the case, you got to think that Greg Penner is going to be making an offer to one of those guys soon.
I like the analogy that you made over the weekend on Twitter, right? Because it was initially reported that the Broncos were going to take a big swing, you know, and Jim Harbaugh's name was mentioned there. Okay, there was strike one, there was strike two. Do they strike out on a potential third attempt, or do they hit a home run? I think that's something we have to see play out this week as the Broncos continue their search for their next head coach. On today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, is DeMeco Ryans dodging the Broncos for the Houston Texans? You'll get that on today's episode of the show. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Prize Picks, and Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports done right. With the Prize Picks app, pick 2 to 6 players, and if they will go score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. These players will have a projection that's set by Prize Picks, and you simply choose whether or not they will have more or less than their Prize Picks projection. There's no competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections that are available. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code LOCKEDON. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50. Don't forget to enter promo code LOCKEDON at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. Is D'Amico Ryans dodging the Denver Broncos for their vacant head coaching job? Thank you so much, Broncos Country, for tuning in and making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day, every single day, free and available everywhere you get your podcasts in audio format or whether you watch on YouTube. One of the perceived top finalists for the Broncos job, as reported last week by our good friend Mike Kliss of 9 News, D'Amico Ryans, defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers at this point in time. One thing that we saw over the weekend, unfortunately, the 49ers fell short in the NFC Championship game. It wasn't necessarily relative to the defense, but more so some of the other circumstances that impacted the 49ers in that game. A little bit too much for them to sustain for an entire four quarters there, but D'Amico Ryans is now free. He's now able to meet with any team that has interest, and as it has been reported by our good friend Rap Sheet, Ryans is set to meet with the Houston Texans. He wants to. And as a matter of fact, we also found out that D'Amico Ryans pretty much told the Denver Broncos he is exploring other opportunities at this point in time. So does that mean that D'Amico Ryans is out for the Denver Broncos? This is a very, very interesting turn of events here, Sarah. Like I said, I don't know where to go with any of this. We can't get anything, obviously, in Denver. The national guys, they're getting stuff from other people's agents and representation. And it just makes it seem like this head coaching search, the perceived optics of it, it seems very messy that a guy who the Broncos really want doesn't want them. I mean, what do you make of this whole thing with D'Amico Ryans?
I think, obviously, like you said, these national guys are getting pretty clear intel. I think it's felt for a couple days now like he's going to choose the Houston Texans. Even right after that 49ers game was done, Adam Schefter tweeted out, you know, that he's basically expected to, you know, go there if all goes well, yada, yada. You know how they word things to make it seem unofficial when it's actually official. We get it. He's going to be the next head coach of the Houston Texans. Although I don't know. I mean, I guess you just never know. From the sounds of things, Cody, here's the hang up that I have. It doesn't sound to me like the Broncos have made a formal offer to anybody. And that hasn't been reported. It hasn't been reported that they've, you know, thrown X amount of dollars at Jim Harbaugh, or they've made an offer to the Saints for Sean Payton to get a trade done, or they made an offer to D'Amico Ryans to get him to, you know, not go to Houston. What does any of that mean? I don't know exactly what it means. I think that the clearest sign that we have at this point that things may have gone awry in this coaching search is the fact that there's been a number of reports, including candidates like Jonathan Gannon, who after the game against the 49ers said he's staying in Philadelphia, or Mike Kafka, the offensive coordinator with the New York Giants, and Brian Callahan, even offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals, former assistant with Peyton Manning and the Broncos once upon a time. Those guys' names have popped up recently as potential mystery candidates, and it kind of screams out, are the Broncos expanding the search after missing out on guys, or is the price just not right for some of the guys? Like, we've discussed this in the past, you know, do they want to trade for Sean Payton? Are they willing to give Jim Harbaugh the Brinks truck and bring him out of Michigan and say, here, you can be the highest paid football coach ever, and we'll pay you that amount of money? Or with D'Amico Ryans, is it a situation where this is his first head coaching gig? Does he want to build something from the ground up, or would he rather take over something that's pretty well established, where your expectation is going to be you need to come in and win right away? In Houston, that's not necessarily going to be the case, although they obviously will want to win right away. I think there's so many different factors there, whether you want to paint it as a negative for the Broncos or not. It may not be the best job for everybody, but there's factors in there that I think make it still a great job. And I really have a hard time, Cody. I really have a hard time believing that this Broncos job is not a good one, but it is interesting to me. It's very fascinating that D'Amico Ryans, you know, why aren't the Broncos making offers to anybody? What is the deal there? And if they really wanted D'Amico Ryans, remember, the wording is important here, the semantics of all this. He's a top candidate is what Mike Kliss reported. He's a top candidate for the job, which what does that mean? I don't know where to go with that.
I think a lot of people are trying to figure out what that exactly means. Let's kind of play devil's advocate here. Let's weigh the pros and cons. Let's look at the Broncos situation for D'Amico, and let's look at the Texans one. Now, obviously for D'Amico Ryans, he's got the personal value that he's played for that organization, right? He was drafted by them. He played a pivotal role for them on defense. His wife's family lives in Houston. So that has, I think, another personal pull for him that obviously will impact the decision-making. From the football side of things, the Texans do have two first-round picks. They have the second overall pick, and they have the 12th overall pick in this year's NFL draft. And they do have some really exciting young players on that team, but they need a culture reshuffle. And I feel like DeMeco Ryans would be the guy in Houston, I think, that could provide that, given the intel of what we know about his leadership, how he's viewed by the players that he's, you know, he coaches, from guys who have played with him. Our good friend Nick Ferguson played with him in Houston, coached with him in San Francisco. Guys like DJ Jones and K'Wan Williams, who are giving public praise about a guy like DeMeco Ryans. So I think those things factor in. Yeah, you know, I could see why Houston is an appealing destination for a first-time head coach like him. To the points that you mentioned, Denver does have a kind of a solidified roster in many facets, right, with a lot of exciting young talent here. And the biggest question is, can Russell Wilson turn things around in 2023? Realistically speaking, I feel like that's one of the bigger things that needs to be addressed, and we won't obviously find that out until next season. But I look at free agency where Denver is at. I mean, we do know they have seven picks in this year's NFL draft. They'll be picking, as it stands today, 29th overall in the 2023 NFL draft. Denver does have draft capital, contrary to the narratives that so many people in the national media seemingly get wrong, is, oh, they don't have any capital. They can't trade or can't draft anybody. That is simply false. I think Denver is an appealing destination, and as you mentioned, with money, the Walton Penner family ownership group, if they really want a guy like DeMeco Ryans, they'll at least throw an offer to him and see if it's something that he can't refuse. And I think that is probably where the frustration is mounting in Broncos country. Regardless if it's DeMeco Ryans, regardless if it's Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, it's, do the Broncos want these guys, right? If these are their finalists, what are they willing to do to show them that they want them to be the next head coach? To me, that is a very interesting thing to kind of pontificate on today's episode of the show. I know fans are going crazy about it. We're going crazy about it because we're just trying to figure out, hey, are they going to hire a coach anytime soon or not? Ideally, with me going to the Super Bowl here in a couple weeks, man, for Radio Row, it's going to be a madhouse. My schedule is going to be booked, so I hope they do it. That way, when we're at Radio Row, we're not having to break down and do some crazy emergency podcast in the middle of nowhere, man. But interesting turn of events, though, is this Broncos head coaching search continues on here, and Sarah alluded to it a little bit earlier in this episode. Could the Broncos potentially look at reopening their head coach search, which not a lot of people in Broncos country like the idea of that. We'll talk about maybe the pros and cons of that on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. This episode of the show is brought to you by FanDuel, and this year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. We're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Lockdown because they're the number one sportsbook in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better because they have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. Download FanDuel now so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to who will score a touchdown, and the FanDuel Sportsbook app is safe, secure, and super easy to use, and best of all, you can get paid your winnings instantly. So join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/lockedon to claim your no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Could the Broncos reopen their head coaching search if they strike out on several perceived finalist candidates this week? Thank you so much to everybody in Broncos country for tuning in and making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. You can get this podcast free and available everywhere you get your podcast in audio format, or you can get us on YouTube. You can watch us in 4K high definition on your TV, your smartphone, or your computer. Do us a favor, hit that subscribe or that follow button down below if you have not done so already, so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, coverage, and more. Because for the true fan, there is never an offseason. I mean, Sarah, we've looked at every option here with seemingly four candidates eliminated from the Broncos head coaching search. That really kind of dwindles the list down to Sean Payton. Maybe even Dan Quinn still at this point in time, even though he said that he's going to be returning to the Dallas Cowboys. So essentially, you have Payton, you have Jim Harbaugh, and you have DeMeco Ryans. That leaves three perceived finalists for this job. And look, there's a possibility Sean Payton goes back to TV. He said that, you know, on Fox this weekend for championship weekend, he said that, you know, the door is not closed on him returning to coaching this year, but they'll find out a little bit more this week about some of the jobs that are, you know, open to him that he's interviewed for. And then on top of that, we don't know, Jim Harbaugh, we already know the Broncos, they met with him last week. So at this point, if Denver strikes out on these guys, what do they do? Do they reopen the head coaching search with some of the names that you pointed out earlier with Jonathan Gannon of the Philadelphia Eagles, Brian Callahan as another option, Mike Kafka? I mean, in your opinion, should the Broncos make a heavy push at these three finalists that we all believe are the three finalists, or should they reopen the search a little bit?
Well, I think that those three coaches that you named would be fine candidates to add into the mix. Specifically, if I had to pick, I would say Mike Kafka or Brian Callahan. Cody, I tend to lean on the offensive side here because if the hangup in this whole process has been fixing Russell Wilson, and there's been some kind of thought out there that that may be a hangup, either Russell Wilson and how he played in 2022 or his contract or what have you. If the hangup is Russell Wilson, you may need to find the best candidate that you can interview who's willing to take the job and willing to work with Russ, and that being specifically their area of specialty. And I would say, you know, in regards to Mike Kafka, that's a guy that there was once upon a time he wanted to work with Russ as an offensive coordinator way back when in Seattle. Mike Kafka, as we also know, had a brief stint with the Minnesota Vikings as a former Northwestern quarterback. We know George Payton, very tied to Northwestern head coach Pat Fitzgerald. I believe they share an agent, Cody. So, I mean, there's the 3 degrees of separation here for all these guys. Obviously, Brian Callahan is another guy, and Jonathan Gannon, obviously heavily connected to George Payton as well. But then again, we don't know what George Payton's influence is in this search, because we were led to believe early on, well, if his seat in there is very significant, then Dan Quinn is obviously going to be the main target, one of the primary targets, or as we were told, you know, from reporters, the big swing. And that does not appear to have been the case. Once again, didn't get a second interview, didn't get an offer from the team. So I don't know. Do you reopen the search? What are the optics of that? Remember last year, and I think back to this, because the Jacksonville Jaguars head coaching search appeared to be an absolute shambles, and then they end up with Doug Peterson. I think we talked about that just the other day. And I'm not saying that you want to have an absolute mess of a head coaching search, but at the same time, sometimes being deliberate can get you into trouble. And let's not forget, the Broncos are one of four teams right now that still haven't hired a head coach. Only the Carolina Panthers have filled their spot, and they seemingly missed out on their top defensive coordinator candidate. Seems like everybody is having issues out there right now, Cody, in terms of this coaching search, filling spots. The Cowboys just let go of Kellen Moore. And remember, again, he was a head coach candidate just a couple days ago. So I don't know where things are going here or where they should go. I think that, you know, guys like Shane Steichen, guys like Brian Callahan, Mike Kafka, Jonathan Gannon, they should have been in the process in the first place, in my opinion. You get those guys in the building, or you get them on over Zoom or whatever you have to do to talk to them and let them, just like D'Amico Ryans did, maybe convince you that they could be the guy.
I think those are very, very strong points that you make. And you know what? We talk about it, casting a wide net, right? And everyone's like, oh, you don't want to cast too wide of a net. But the reality is you need to have an extensive process. I mean, there were several candidates in this process that, Sarah, before, if you would have said, okay, Jim Caldwell, David Shaw, these are going to be options the Broncos are going to take a look at in the interview process, we would have been like, nah, really? Are they? Because it was unexpected. It was never predetermined, and it wasn't public information that those guys were going to interview. Let me ask you a question here, because I think this is a question that Broncos country has, and obviously Broncos country, feel free to chime in. You could tweet us on Twitter, at CodyWorkNFL, at Sarah Bettinger, at Lockdown Broncos, or if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you comment on the YouTube video down below with your response. But has this coaching hire kind of been botched a little bit by a first-time ownership group that doesn't have a lot of football experience? Are they going to potentially learn the hard way in this search? Or are you going to say, I'm going to hold firm on that until we see what happens maybe Monday, Tuesday?
I think let's see what happens, right? Let's kind of give them the benefit of the doubt until, you know, they don't deserve it anymore, right? I think we went into this. This is where I really struggle, Cody. I really struggle because if the Broncos had decided, nah, we're going to skip you know, trying to interview Sean Payton. We're not even going to reach out to Jim Harbaugh. We're going to go after all the known candidates. That we're going to look at somebody's list that was put out on, you know, whatever NFL website last year. We're going to go through this list. We're going to, you know, ask George Payton what he thinks and go through the list like that. They didn't do that. They went after Sean Payton. They went after Jim Harbaugh when nobody else really, I mean, remember the Colts were supposed to be like really big in on Jim Harbaugh and that never materialized. It barely gave the Carolina Panthers the time of day. Somehow the Broncos have gotten two interviews with them. I just think if they hadn't taken those shots at this point, we don't know what's going to happen, but if they hadn't taken those shots, what would fans be doing? They'd be saying, why didn't you go after Sean Payton? Why didn't you go after Jim Harbaugh? And because they took those shots, if they fail, it's going to be perceived as a negative as well. So like, unless you land one of them, it's kind of a lose-lose situation, isn't it? You have to basically land one of those two guys in order for fans to be satisfied with the process, which I think is extremely unfair. I think you could judge the process how you want to. I think it's very fair to be critical of how bad the Broncos have been the last 6-7 years. I think it's very fair to be critical of the process from the standpoint of what we just talked about. They didn't interview enough guys because they kind of eliminated the first time head coach candidates from the initial list. Let's be honest, other than D'Amico Ryans. So to me, Cody, I think there's fair judgments to be made, but I don't think you can call it a failure if they don't get one of those two guys. And I think a lot of fans will, and I get it. You wanted to get the big fish, but if they don't, it's going to be perceived as a failure by the masses because they took that shot and missed. I don't know. You tell me if you think that's fair. I don't think it's fair, but we're going to be talking about it anyways.
Yeah, I think I'm going to reserve judgment on it. I do agree. The process that I'm probably the most critical of is the lack of figuring out what the heck is going on with the search, right? I mean, I understand last year when the Broncos hired Hackett, I mean, they documented everything for the Behind the Broncos series there. They're obviously not doing that, which I think is actually a great idea. I think putting a camera in the face of potential candidates is not necessarily the best thing to do in a very extensive and very personal situation like this, but we'll find out. Will the Broncos make a hire this week? That's something we'll break down. Obviously, if it happens, you'll have an emergency breaking news podcast here on the Lockdown Broncos podcast. And on top of that, on tomorrow's episode of the show, we already found out that Ejiro Evero will not be the next Denver Broncos head coach. But if the next head coach is hired, will he stay on if offered the job? I think it's an interesting thing for us to discuss. We'll break that down in tomorrow's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.